Typically, these Dodge trips tend to produce some unsung heroes, but this is one of those games where really, like, Sammy was great. All four lines scored. Their D was shooting lanes and breaking stuff up in front all night.
Yeah, it was, I think we did some decent things in the first. We started to be able to create some odd man opportunities against them. Obviously, they're an aggressive team on the forecheck and especially at home. We knew that coming in. And then the second period, we got into penalty trouble and spent quite a bit of time in D zone. We regrouped. We talked about it between the second and third. We weren't happy with how that went. And, it was up to us to get back to our game for the third period. And we were able to do that and come out with the outcome we wanted.
Even the first couple of minutes of the third were a little wobbly, and it seemed like the first couple of minutes of all three periods were when Sammy was really, really sharp and kept them off the board.
Yeah, no, that tremendous game by Ilya tonight, and we knew going into it, for him, this was another way to evaluate where he's at and in his game and in his development, and to put him up against a desperate team here that needs points and wants points and obviously has the firepower they do. It was a test, and I thought he really was solid. The one thing that I would say that I liked the best about his game is when they made it 3-2, he made his best saves. So, I mean, he rises to the occasion. He, steps up in big moments, and I thought he had a real strong game.
You had four minor penalties in the second period. A lot of guys got out of the rhythm, didn't get on the ice. Vrana, Leipzig, Panik, guys that weren't out on the penalty kill. What can you say about their effort? They all factored in scoring in the third period.
Yeah, and that's the thing, is I think that my approach and how you handle your time in between periods, I think, is important, and it's always a different message. It's never really the same thing. Every game plays itself out differently. I talked about that was probably the least fun period of hockey that we've had as a team. Like that, we didn't have, shifts were all broken up, tons of penalty kill time, too much D zone. I'm like, that's over and done with. We can't change it. Let's go play our style, which, allows us to have some fun playing the offensive zone, create on the rush, and do our thing if we're going to, have success here. And the guys, again, bought into that and all factored into, like you said, guys that were limited in ice time, were able to keep themselves going and contribute in the third. And that's the mark of, guys maturing as pro athletes, because a lot of times you get down because the game isn't working out for you, and that's not what happened. I think that's been a real trademark of our team so far this year.
Would you say the second period kind of was the character period for you guys, just in terms of the PK and obviously points, power play, goal, but after that, kind of weathering the storm there?
Yeah, and some are unfortunate calls, and some are good or bad, or not to get into a debate about that, and then, delay a game out of play. So, that's, the game of hockey there, and their power play is obviously close to 40% at home, so we knew it was a major challenge. And we give up one to them that we kind of, even gave to them a little bit because we were trying to go the opposite direction. And so we made some corrections to that. And I thought our penalty kill ended up being a huge part of being able to stop some of their momentum. But like I said, overall, a team win for us.
What does it say about your group that you did take those four minor penalties in the second, five PK situations overall? And I think Stamkos without a shot until late in the third. I don't know if he ended up with one or not, but
yeah, I think, like I've talked about, fairly often this year, is to me the detail and the preparation that's gone into the penalty kill has been at a different level this year, and it's something that we worked on this summer as a coaching staff and delivering a different, more detailed message. And I think it's made a huge difference for us. Our players feel like they're prepared when they're going over the boards. And we, in addition to a plan, you've got to have players that like doing it and are committed to doing it. So we went out and got a couple guys that like to kill penalties and like to, have that role and cherish it and go after it, and they're good at it. And, you see the difference that Haglund, a guy like Haglund, makes in our with our team. And in the penalty kill, our numbers have been right at the top. We'd probably be the top in the league if he had been healthy all year. And so we'll continue to utilize him and some of the assets that he brings, but also, like Gudas and having Siegenthaler involved and not having to tax John Carlson for all those penalty kill minutes. And And of course, your goaltending's got to be great, but Dowd and Hathaway, and I could go down the list. So, you know, I think management did a good job of giving us the right personnel, and now we've got a good plan from the coaching staff, and now it's been implemented, and we're taking advantage of that preparation to have success.
How tough of a spot does it put you in deployment-wise when between those last two minor penalties you've got Siegenthaler and Gudas out there for a shift that lasts 3.5 minutes?
Yeah, so there we had to alter a little bit of our first over the boards there because it was just, I mean, that was their shift I know was over 3 minutes, close to 4 minutes. And, you know, it's something we need to obviously get better at. You can't expect to have success in the league with those type of shifts, but it's a character builder, and you know that it took a lot of pride and guts from the guys. Probably helped that they didn't want to let their dads down in the stands on any of those shifts, but yes, we had to, you know, utilize other players, and we have capable players. We have more depth than we've had in past years in those situations, and I think it's allowed us to have the success we did tonight.
The third line last got on the board with Eller's goal there. Just have they been doing what you've been wanting them to do these last few games?
Yeah, I think, you know, they were able to. I liked them early in the game in the first, you know, and then, you know, they got some offensive zone time, and, you know, they were able to do some decent things there. Then second kind of breaks up their game, and, you know, now they're going out with some different lines. I'm just trying to get different people involved with, you know, in the game, and then they regrouped nicely and obviously execute great play there, and, you know, were able to convert off of that play, a great shot by Lars, and you know, and then, you know, you see the impact. Obviously our fourth line I thought was outstanding tonight, and really created momentum and energy for us, and see them getting rewarded. To me, they didn't get rewarded on Nick Backstrom's goal, but they set up Nick Backstrom's goal. So for me and our determinations in our coaches room, is that was a setup shift, and that set the next group that came on the ice up for success, and they were on, they were hounding, they were causing turnovers, they were forcing them, they were fatigued. All of a sudden now we bring out Backstrom and Ovechkin, Backstrom, and, you know, they force a turnover, and the next thing you know, it's in the back of the net. I credited that one to our fourth line, and that's the importance that they have on our team, and will be a big part of our success if we're going to have any this year.
Thank you, Todd.
Yep, thank you.